KSF 90.1 FM. And if you tuned in last week, you may have noticed that it was a bit of a haphazard episode one that, in a non-community radio context, may be considered a disaster. But I would not go as far as to say that. I would say that it was just a series of mishaps that turned into an hour of music and talk of varying quality. And the reason for that is because the tape player was not set up correctly, and I was not aware of that. So the tapes that I tried playing last week did not get played, unfortunately. That was a whole thing. Anyways, this week we are good, and to start off, I am not going to play a tape. Those are going to be coming later into the hour. But these are all from what I can find, BC-based groups, and that is because, you know, most of them are coming from Vancouver, but there is one tape later on in the hour that I could not find a single thing on, except for a very specific address that, for obvious reasons, I won't state here on air, but this is a tape hailing from Prince George, and I really could not make heads or tails of the music that was playing. I cannot describe it to you, but stay tuned for it regardless. Anyways, starting off, first we've got a track from a Vancouver group by the name of Cyberactif. That is Cyber and then A-K-T-I-F. With a track by the name of Temper. So let's see what this one is about. Thank you all so much for tuning in so far. And make sure you stay tuned. Once again, Cyberactif with Temper. Only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Analog Archives. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Again, you are tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Oh my God, we are so back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny Nesvetterani, and you just heard a track from Vancouver group Cyberactive with Temper. And this is a group I had never heard of before. I think they were established in the early 90s, and I think recently actually put out a new album. They came back together. And one thing, you know, looking into the background of how they came to be, according to one of their founding members, in their own words, Cyberactive is reminiscent of tape trading in the industrial music scene, which the band members started off with. Cyberactive is the experience of discovering the whole electronic genre. It's exploring the enthusiasm we once had for that genre. Bill Lieb, one of the members of the group, describes their work as rehashing old things, but said it was different. This time we were a bit more established. And, you know, I think the idea of like rediscovery, discovering not just this genre, but your passion, why you do what you do, is really cool. And I thought that track was really cool. So I'm going to play the second side here. This is two tracks, one by the name of Meltdown, which is then going to go into Dream Needle. All right, once again, thank you all so much for tuning in so far this hour. And don't go anywhere. The music is not stopping, and it is coming your way as soon as this needle drops.
You're safe with me.
What do you mean?
Come on.
right, coming up next, this is Cyber Actif with Dream Needle. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you. We are done with Cyber Actif with their 3-song EP. We started off with Temper, which then went into Meltdown, and ended off with Dream Needle. Fun fact, this is a cracked vinyl, and up until that very last moment was working perfectly. What a sturdy, dependable medium vinyl is. Anyways, we are at a point in the hour where we're going to switch not only the genre, but the physical medium of music that we are planning on playing. And to start off, we're going to be playing a band from the early 90s based in Vancouver by the name of Daytona. This is off of their cassette tape by the name of the 450 EP, which has 4 tracks. And I believe they released a full-length album, and actually when I looked into them, the first track on this album, or EP, which I think is titled, let me take a look here, Like Heaven. The music video for it, I think, is on a personal YouTube page of one of the former band members of this group, and I would love to be able to get into contact with them somehow. If you know who these people are, or you're listening right now, which would be crazy, I'd love to interview you. I'd love to talk to you about this album, this band, what that point in your life was like. And hopefully you'd be interested in that too once you listen to what is about to be played. All right, without further ado, let's get this tape set and working. That's important, you know, working, functioning. I'm hearing sounds, I'm hearing instruments.
It's mark, I fall and stumble in the dark. Angels in the clouds, the music plays, the band, they sound like heaven.